It's a passion of mine to inspire and encourage others to achieve their God-given greatness. I hope to share a fresh and energetic perspective of life with you, because everybody needs a little Jesus, joy, and Jen in their day.
Hey, Jamer.
Hey, howdy, howdy. Welcome to another episode of Life by Jamer. I have got Mark on the line, and Mark Lebert, not Liebert, right? Did I say it right?
Yeah, Liebert's fine. I mean, but it is French-Canadian, so there it would be Lebert with a silent T. But either way, I'm easy.
Yes. Well, I mean, I know that because I got to spend some time with you when you came to Dallas back in March. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I've been saying Liebert, Liebert, Liebert to everyone for like 8 years. And so that was really cool. Listen, I'm sorry. Yeah. This is so abrupt. I wanted to give you a formal like intro. I mean, guys, listen, today is going to be the best podcast recording I've ever done because I'm nerding out on y'all today. I have the awesome, most amazing, incredible innovator and artist and father and husband and business owner and just an incredible dude that I've been privileged to and blessed to have in my life as, I consider you a mentor almost, just the few interactions that we've had. Mark Liebert is on the line and he's going to tell us everything that I already know because I've nerded out. Like I said, I've nerded out on you and I'm creeper status big time. I've read about you. I've listened to all the podcast interviews you've ever been on. The most recent one was the BJ Gador one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That one was so good. And I'm actually going to put a link to that on the show notes because I think people need to hear that one too. That dude is hilarious.
Oh, he is. And we started off just with a little chat before the podcast and he was like, anything you don't want to talk about? I started saying just some stupid things and then he just incorporates them into this.
Oh,
podcast.
He did. Yeah, and to me, that's hilarious. I love that. And we're going to do that today too. I've got some stuff. It'll probably, be fun for everyone to listen to.
Good.
Okay. So yeah. We have to start with your story because I think a lot of people know you as this great innovator and you have the most amazing product. I've always been a fan since it came out. Actually, I found out about you through a client.
Oh, wow.
When you were just starting. And she was like, she made me a pair of what you had. And put them on my porch with PVC pipes and everything. She was which I know is kind of funny thinking, but I never told you this story. And so she was like, you've got to check this guy out. Da, da, da. And of course it didn't work. The PVC pipes stuff didn't work, but her heart was in the right place. She knew how I was as a trainer. And then I was always coming up with these crazy ideas and stuff. And she's like, you're going to love this dude and this stuff. And that was the beginning of me.
That's awesome.
Nerding out on the Liebert products and getting my own and making sure that everyone, every client, everyone in my life had a pair. and I mean, like literally, like that's why I was so shocked when you said there's people that don't know about them. Cause I'm like, everybody in my life knows about them for the last 8 years. But so tell me like, go ahead and tell the listeners like how this started. Cause I think it's a great story. It's an incredible story actually.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for having me.
It was absolutely. Such a
nice intro and I Aww. Feel the same way. I think you're amazing and everything that you do. So I'm just honored to be on here. Mm-hmm. It started just with in-home personal training. I had a client, mm-hmm. her name was Shelley, and you train your in-home clients for a long time. You see their kids grow up and you become really close to them. And it's a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm.
But she wanted to be able to do pull-ups and wanted to be able to do some kind of, back training exercises that she just didn't have the equipment or the space. And I just was driving home one day and I thought I'd call a buddy who works, there's a steel industry just outside of Toronto in Hamilton. And he works in a factory. And I said, he was a foreman. So I said, after work, can I stop by and bring a case of beer?
Awesome.
As Canadians.
Yeah.
And I want to weld up this idea I have for some fitness equipment. And as it turns out, he's a beast too. He loves training. So we welded up the very first set of equalizers and played around on them. And I brought them to Shelley's home gym. And, from there it was just like, we can do this and we can do this. And it just morphed into all these ideas. And, And then got a business partner and took it to market. So now we're here 15 years later.
Right. And there's so many ups and downs in that story that you just skip right over. So I'm going to like bring them up.
Yeah.
First of all, the one thing I want to speak into your life and just and acknowledge right now, because for people who are listening, is you got in, you're at the place in your life that you are helping people in fitness because you care about people, not because you care about having a business or care about making money. And that to me is your success. It's about, you know, it's about people and helping them. And if that's your intention and if that's where your heart is, you know, that's, you're never going to lose in life. You're going to have ups and downs, like some of the ones we'll be talking about today, but you're not going to ever lose in life. And you're always going to be successful because that's the one thing I'm a believer. I mean, there's no shame in my game when it comes to that. I believe in God. And so, you know, the one thing that I always stay true to that God, the only thing that God ever asked of us is to love him and to love God, you have to love people. Because he created us. And that's just where I come from. That's where my background is. I'm not trying to preach to y'all today, but I'm just saying that if you have that intent and if you love people, you will always have favor and provision. And it doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but you'll always have what you need. So here's the thing. Okay. This is the part of the story that really ministers to my heart. You say, you know, oh, I did this thing. I created this idea, which you're an incredible artist. And we can talk about that later. But the struggle along the way that I think a lot of people don't know is what you were willing to give up to get this product to market. And I think that's the part of the story that a lot of people listening need to really hear. Like,
it's so true. And everything you said, it's all about a level of intention. And for me, I don't think I'd ever be poor if I was doing something that I really enjoyed and that I wanted to get something out to people that I thought would be useful. Like even today, I don't even think about money. I don't. I see sales and all I think about is, oh, more people get the benefit of using this tool to be healthy and to move and be more functional for their families. I mean, really.
No, I believe that.
Yeah. And that's always been like, you saw me at Trade in Dallas when I taught. I didn't say anything about myself I just showed them as many cool things as I could and let them make a decision for themselves.
That was so fun too. Oh my gosh. I had so much fun. I was so nerding out.
And you know what? If Todd Durkin ever hears this, like he was so great to me. Like,
he really was.
He's like, dude, if you don't feel good, I got your session. And just the kind words that he said during the session, everything. I mean, I was really rough shape and I'm so grateful for him to kind of, you know, take me under his wing that way. That was phenomenal. And having you there helping was great as well. So
he has a great heart. He's a good man. I adore him.
100%.
And you know, I wish I could had more time with him. It was great getting to sit down with him and talk with both of y'all and stuff and work with y'all and have, that was a great weekend for me. I just loved it. But you brought something up when you were just talking about it. I was going to go and talk about a little bit about the struggles you had on your way up, but I like what you just brought up because I think a lot of people listening don't know about the last year and what you've been going through health-wise. Yeah. Why don't you share with us a little bit? Because I think that's
long story short. I went to Philadelphia in February to teach a course with our products and I got the flu and I was so bad. I couldn't even fly home. I actually postponed my flight. Right around that time, I had a blister on my ankle. I had a full rupture of my Achilles years ago. I used to compete competitively in Taekwondo. And anyways, I blew my Achilles and there's a blister on that area. And I kept seeing the doctor and they gave me antibiotics and it was just
getting worse.
Yeah. And my health, I just
went downhill for months. Fast.
I dragged my butt to emerge a few times and the doctors are like, I don't know. Finally saw a doctor who said, do you have hardware in there? And I'm like, yeah, probably some staples for Achilles surgery. I don't know how my doctor didn't pick that up or several others that I've seen. So I went to the surgeon and I literally was in the surgeon's office 2 minutes and he's like, emergency MRI. And I'm bumping somebody from surgery. We're getting you in tomorrow.
Wow.
He said, you could have went septic.
And, I'm surprised you didn't.
Yeah. And I did feel like it. I did feel like it. And So that was taken care of about 2 months ago, and it's all cleaned up. You know, they took the staples out and all the infection, heavy antibiotics, but I still am struggling a little bit. I don't know if it's residual. I'm just searching out some other doctors now just to make sure there's nothing else going on that could have caused it. But a rough year. Holy.
I think when your body goes through something that way, your adrenals go on overload. And what I feel like you're dealing with now is probably like adrenal fatigue big time, which affects your hormones, which affects your energy level, which affects everything. Yeah. But what's incredible to me about how you're able to persevere when you're in that extreme fatigue, it is almost impossible to like get off the couch or out of bed, much less run a company. And your availability and to people and it's a champion's heart that does that. And, you know, knowing your story and knowing what the incredible athlete that you were growing up, you talked about intention earlier. You were very intentional as a child growing up to be the best that you can be in soccer. I read about that. And what did you do? Yeah. You were every day intentionally going to be the fastest and the best, right? Yep. And it paid off. And I think that same tenacity is what's getting you through this really rough time. So what are some things you learned about yourself that you wouldn't have learned about or wouldn't have been able to help you get to that next level? Because there's a lot coming your way right now, which is exciting. It's super exciting. But I feel like in your weakness, you're made strong, you know, because, you know, just like a muscle, you know, we tear it down and it builds up, right, to be stronger. What did you learn in this and still learning during this time of, you know, dealing with illness?
Well, I mean, first of all, I have to thank my staff. I mean, through this whole year, like they just basically took the ball and ran with it. And, you know, part of that is the fact that they're amazing. Mm-hmm. And if they listen to this, you know, I can't thank them enough. And the other part of it is just because my dream and my vision is so strong, I think, you know, everybody buys into it. We all believe in it. And we know what we're doing and why we're doing it. So that's really important. For me, I think, you know, 2019 is going to be the year of being more organized and self-care. That's what I kind of learned through this whole process is, you know, you can be Superman for so long and then eventually you're going to be super broken.
Yep.
So for me, just, you know, I've booked some time for a little extra time for therapy, a little extra time for myself. I'm going to get out and enjoy nature a bit more, which I've gotten away from. And it sounds so hokey, but man, oh man, you live in the city and you don't get involved with something like that. Get back to my art a little bit. So those are the kind of things I learned. And
you can't take care of people if you can't take care of yourself. Exactly. You have to be healthy. And you've been managing, but barely. I mean, I know because I could tell. I mean, when I met you, I was like, okay, this guy is like hitting rock bottom. And he's you know, your champion heart is persevering. But it was rough. It still is. I mean, it's still something that you're dealing with. But I feel like through all of this, you're going to be able to minister to people in a way that you never would have been able to if you'd stayed that incredible, you know, strong, you know, athlete that just can just power through. You're learning that it's not always, you have to also have downtime. To surrender.
Yeah. I remember a coach said to me once, and it's taken me many years to, you know, sometimes the universe just presents it to you again. So you have to really learn it. Or you haven't learned it in the first place, but he said, real strength involves restraint.
That's good.
I thought that was awesome. And in so many ways, that's true. And I did power through a bunch of shows I probably shouldn't have been at this year. I mean,
I agree.
I was glad to meet you and see Todd again and everything, but I shouldn't have been there. That was,
I agree.
You know, I should have been at home. But I'm also very stubborn, which is a good trait, but a bad trait.
A very bad trait. It's a good trait because it's gotten to you where you're at, because a lot of people don't take that action or they're afraid to fail. And so you know, you're not afraid. You're not afraid at all. You're just like, I'm going to get it done no matter what. You know, even if I don't have $20, which is one of the stories that I read about, you didn't even have enough money to put gas in your car. Like that's stubborn at a level that most people aren't willing or sacrifice, actually, at a level that most people aren't willing to sacrifice. But I think that speaks to the heart of an athlete.
Yeah.
Athletes is all about sacrifice. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah. I mean, the discipline that you learn through athletics really translates into every area of your life. Yeah. And just you talking about that story when I was a kid playing soccer,
yeah.
I would go around the property after dinner with the soccer ball in and out of the trees until the sun came down. And because I remember my uncle, who, you know, the Dutch, they love soccer.
Yeah.
And he's like, you have to be able to be able to run with the ball in your feet as fast as you can normally. And that was my goal. So, you know,
and it paid off.
It pays off.
You actually ended up playing for 2 years ahead of your age group.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
That was cool. Yeah.
And yeah, I can relate. My daughter's the same way. When there's that clarity and that drive, is like, boom, it gets done, you know? And it's so fun to watch. I'm so blessed to have that in my family and experience it through other people. But I think a lot of people don't understand that you actually are I think the reason why you were able to create the product that you're able to create that is so fun to use and that I've been using with athletes and training people with and myself, is because you're an artist.
Yeah, it's funny how I see it in my son. It just oozes out of him.
Your son is so amazingly talented.
That kid can make music. It's just, he can hear a song once. Let's say an old 80s song by Madonna, and he can go sit on his computer and rewrite it. Like, it's...
And it's incredible. I've listened to all of his stuff. He sent me all the stuff, and I listened to all the stuff. My intro is his song that he created.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
If y'all are hearing this, the intro that came on before this interview... that, you know, later on when I post it is his son's music. And I use it in my videos all the time too.
Yeah, me too. Not enough. I mean, he's in school, so he doesn't have enough stuff really out there. But when I can, the video I did of you today, I just use some pre-made music, but I prefer to use my son's music, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I got socialized into fitness, you know, and, but at heart I'm a painter, mm-hmm. and that's my like true calling. And you play hockey in Southern Ontario, that's what you do, and soccer and you play sports. And if you do anything else, you know, back in the day, you'd be called a certain name. And, you know, once I got older, it just oozed out of me in different ways. You know, I'd make a painting just on the holidays for a present for someone, or,
that's awesome.
You know, I was always thinking about different exercise equipment, which I still am and have so many cool new tools to share with the world. But
We need to talk about that too.
Yeah.
That's coming.
The creative side just always is, you know, something that I've had, and now I'm nurturing more than I did back then. So it's funny how that happens.
I think it's a great thing. And that's the missing link, I think, in your whole health story too, is nurturing that side of it and not suppressing it anymore and just being okay with it. And I think a lot of us tend to do that with the gifts that we're given. We're just like, well, that's not going to serve me right now, but when you embrace it, it really does serve you and it serves you well. And it brings that balance into your life. You know, you and I were talking about before the call about how you and I are both trying to figure out how to balance social media.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you do it, because like you're everywhere on there.
That's my stubbornness.
Oh my gosh. Like everybody's tagging you and stuff, because we have a lot of the same similar friends. Like even yesterday, you know, Fire Up Sherry, y'all, I'll put her link in the show notes, but Sherry's is a crazy trainer up in Boston. Is that where she is?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And so I just adore her. She's hilarious. But the stuff she does is incredible with the equipment that you have. Mm-hmm. And so I commented on her video yesterday that she had with your Lieberts, and she had the EQs, and she was doing all this nuts core stuff. She's so dang strong. And I said, hey, I'm having Mark, cause she knows you guys have had interactions. I'm having Mark on the show. What do you want to ask? And she's like, ask him why he hasn't put my video, hasn't reposted my video. So let's talk about that, because.
Her stuff is awesome. I didn't even get to commenting on it till late at night, because I was in meetings all day.
Yeah. You have a life.
Yeah. I have a life and a business to run. I get comments almost daily. Can you repost my video? So I have this long queue of videos, and I don't think I'll ever get to them all. There's just so many people using our products. I do appreciate people, you know, loving the products and doing great posts and wanting me to share it. And I will, and try to kind of spread their love around, so I don't just share one person's all the time. Try to get to everybody.
Well, I want people to hear your heart on this, though. Guys, listen, he's got everything going on in his life when it comes to health also. And then you've got family and you've got business and you've got, you know, there's so much going on that it takes hours to talk to people on social media. So it's not that he doesn't want to, because your heart is with the people. If you spend a second getting to know you, it's not about business. It's not about sales. It's about people. And I know it bothers you that you can't get back to everyone. And so, you know, for the people who are listening to this, just know that it, you know, he wants to interact. You would rather interact with people all day long than go to a business meeting or, you know, but you have to pay your bills.
I love it. Well, I mean, it's funny. Like, I take screenshots during the day on Instagram of stuff that I could try to hit later that I might like, so I don't miss it. So when I have some downtime, I go back, look at the screenshot, find the person who posted it, and then go comment. But no, you know, at some point, really, I've probably stuck with it, excuse me, a little bit too long. In terms of how much work I do on Instagram, it's really something that I can have someone be my voice and do that for me. I just love it. I love the communication. I love being,
you love people.
I love people and being in the trenches and seeing what everybody's doing. And I think it keeps me a little bit current, and you know, Instagram's a really good business tool. So I want to continue to use it and be involved with people. So it's a great place to really,
It's a great place to connect. I would never have been able to connect with you if it hadn't been for Instagram. Cause I reached out to you before we even got together in Dallas. And I was like, listen, I'm a big old nerd. I'm a huge fan. And you're like, hey, let's hook up in Dallas. I'm like, sweet.
Yeah. And what did we do before Instagram?
I know. Well, we actually, you know, we interacted with people. We had it took longer, you know?
Yeah. Much longer.
I think the people I've been able to connect with recently by putting myself out there a little bit more have been really, it's been good, but it would have taken a lot longer, I think, without, you know, Instagram. And that's kind of what I think Instagram is good for, is when you have a message and a calling and a passion for something, you're able to put it out there. Not to have the fear of, you know, judgment and stuff, 'cause you're going to get that anyway. So it doesn't matter. Yeah. Who cares what people think? Right.
Yeah.
And it brings you in the alignments with the people that you're supposed to be aligned with to get to the next level. It's powerful.
Yeah.
If it's used right, but having that balance. And so just know that if you never ever comment or ever get back to me on something on Instagram, I will still be your friend, because I totally get it. 'Cause I'm trying to manage it myself.
I think I even messaged you on Instagram saying, I'm sorry, I didn't comment on your post yet, but I'll get to it.
I know. And you don't have to do that, because I don't need that reassurance. 'Cause I struggle big time with it too. 'Cause there's so many people that I love on there that I've really connected with. And I feel bad when I don't have the ability or time to get on there to comment on their stuff and to encourage them, because I feel like that is a calling of mine. I'm a big encourager, and I, you know, I love to inspire people and help people, and that's relationships, but it doesn't mean I can always get to it, you know? So I totally get it. And I'm not even on your level, you know, and I can't get back to everyone I want to. So that's a good tip though. The screenshot thing is a good tip, because sometimes I can't get to it at that time. And if I don't do it at that time, I forget.
Yeah, you do. You forget, and the feed just goes, so you don't see it again. So I'll screenshot, and then on some downtime, I'll get back to it. But I mean,
that's smart.
Even just talking, like, just backing up a bit before that, when you said, you know, Instagram versus meetings, and I love communicating with people. But one of the things that I really love about my meetings now is building a business can be very creative. You know, you're working on the next steps. So how are you gonna, you know, market yourself in 2019, and what are your target markets, and how you're gonna create content that's gonna really resonate with them. So I'm really enjoying the creative process of being, you know, the business owner, and part of that is Instagram, but you know, the meetings for me are actually fun.
I love that. Yeah. Well, because you have some really fun stuff that's coming out. Like, come on, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Wow.
Because I have had the Libra EQs in my life for like 8 years or so. And I still come up with new stuff every day, but on those pieces of equipment, but you're coming out with, I don't want to mess it up. Tell me what you're coming out with, because it's already out there, but it's not.
Well,
right?
A little bit, yeah. And even some of the tools that we currently have, we've done a poor job really promoting them, because Equalizer kind of took on a life of its own and is really our flagship product. But we have the Buddy system, which, right. You know, when I put it in the hands of trainers, it literally sells itself. It's just been really difficult for us to share on social media. With photos and videos and it doesn't do the same thing. And then we have the stretch strap, which again, well, that one actually sells really well when we promote it. So we're going to get back to promoting some of our, you know, horses in the stable, that, you know, would be very useful for trainers to have in their arsenal, or even just, you know, people at home, just regular consumers. So we got to get back to promoting them a bit more. I have a new product that's like 20 years old in my head. I used to take, when my buddy Ian and I had a studio, he's a chiropractor and he still has the same location. And at the time we opened it, I had a personal training studio in there. And I used to take these big sheets and I used to drag clients around. They dragged me and we used to lift and carry and do all this kind of weird, almost, it was, you know, functional fitness at the time. It didn't really exist, but we were doing a lot of those types of movements, kind of, you know, cause fitness doesn't happen in one plane, you know, it's right. very, it's a very,
especially sorry, when you, sorry, well, you real, think it's real, cause you're an athlete.
Yeah. And real life doesn't happen in one plane. Sorry. Fitness often happens in very, very set movements, but I wanted to make things a little more dynamic and a little more interesting and have kind of this,
have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just basically a stretcher with handles and we just,
it's so awesome.
It's so fun. Oh my God.
I've seen the videos. I'm like, oh my gosh. I want this. I mean, if you're running a boot camp, you have to have it.
100%. Yeah. If you're running boot camps, you want to have it. And then also if you're training like teams, it's funny, like last night in my fitness class boot camp, we do this drill, which is a little bit more chaotic than just regular fitness where you have to react and it's more like be aware of your space. And it's just very, very more like being on the field. And I said, you know, it's funny how athletes can do fitness all summer long and then, or hockey players, and they step on the ice and into a scrimmage and they're gassed because there's so much, sports is so different than fitness.
It is. So
I like to incorporate that in my training sessions, do all the basic lifts and get stronger, but then incorporate something that's a little more functional, a little more sporty.
It's essential.
Yeah, I agree.
It's why I used to be a strength and conditioning coach for high school athletes and middle school athletes.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
when they brought me on, I said, I need about 6 pairs of these Libre EQs. And that was like 5 years ago. Nice. And I said, and then they were like, okay, we'll get that because I took them out onto the football field and I'm like, okay, here we're going to go. We're going to jump over. We're going to do all these, like you can do so much with them. And it transfers in onto the court, onto the field, into the individual sports for runners, for you know, for basketball players, for football players, for baseball players, all it just transitions so well. You know, that you can't get from a bench press.
Exactly. Yeah. And they still test hockey players. One of the tests is a bench press. And I remember when I used to train back in the day, some young hockey players, and they used to like freak out over that. And I said, honestly, that doesn't help you with your sport anyways. We'll try to get your bench as best we can for the test, but you're a beast in the corners and your rotation strength and your center gravity is so low and you're just like, nobody can take the puck off you. That's more important for what you're doing.
Well, and that's funny that you bring that up because my son's a big, giant, huge football player, right? And that's all they do is they'll bench press and squat and deadlift and it's like, okay, But I've had the ability to be able to train him on the Libre EQs, and I've been able to, you know, put him through some other, you know, functional training stuff. And they did a competition. They call it the Big Man's Competition. It was last year. Yeah. I have video of it on my highlights. And what they had to do is, you know, farmer walks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had to do four. Yep. There was 45 plates on either side of the 45-pound bar, right? And they had to take on each side. And walk down across the field and turn around and come back. Okay. There was huge, very strong football players that were getting 1 or 2 feet and dumping, right? Yep. Not being able to go. My son was able to pick him up. Now he's fairly strong, but it was his core strength and his ability to move the weight that was the difference. And he was able to just like take it and go all the way down the all the way down to the cone and around it before he dumped one time. And he only dumped once. And there was like kids that were repeatedly doing it. It didn't mean that they weren't strong. They probably had better benches than my son. They probably had better squats than my son, but he was able to incorporate his core strength that he got from functional training, from using equipment that you provide, that to make that to because it was a race, you know, you had a couldn't come back. And anyways, it was fun to watch it in action like that, because what you just said, you know,
that's
perfect.
Amazing. Yeah, there's strength, and then there's, you know, being able to use it in a way
that affects.
Yeah, effective. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah,
but it is frustrating though, I will say, because when he's right now, he's, you know, a junior in high school, and we got to send all this stuff off to these colleges that are interested in him.
Yeah.
They look at those numbers. And so still have to get the bench up. You still have to, you know, and it's like, man, if you could just, why can't it be just about how well you can move that weight? know, it's starting to change. I've seen it, because I have a lot of friends who are college trainers, and they have seen it starting to change, and and they're getting products like you have, like a lot of the local high schools, our friends, coaches, friends of mine, they get the products, you know, through that, what Perform Better, you're with them. So they are bringing it to the high school level now, because it's been at the college level now. It's, you know, so, I mean, it is changing, but it's still, you know, you still got to have those numbers, you know, bench press. I'm like, when are you ever on your back throwing weight up?
And I don't think even in football, I'm not a football player, I don't know a lot about it, but from what I understand, like when you're at the line, you're kind of pushing up. It's more like an incline shoulder press almost.
It's explosive. It's moving. It's footwork. Yeah.
I get it though. They need to have something quantifiable, so you know, they have to have numbers. At least it gives them a baseline to look at the athlete and see where they're at. But yeah, there's a lot more to it, and I think a lot of the new coaches are starting to incorporate not just the basic lifts, but a lot of these preventative things and a lot of these movement based drills.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's
and
good.
Nutrition. We won't get into all that.
Yeah.
We won't talk about that. Okay. So, when are you launching the what's it called again?
The stretcher. Yeah, carry people around.
The ambulance chaser. Yeah, no, exactly. I'm excusing.
No. 911 workout. Yeah.
oh my gosh, you have to do something with that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I already have a guy on Instagram, and he trains a lot of police, fire, and ambulance people. And he saw it, and he reached out right away and wanted one. So, because it's very similar to the type of movements they have to do on a daily basis.
Absolutely. My husband's an officer.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Awesome. Here in Plano, I tell you what, that's, oh my gosh.
I'll send you one. So just remind me and I'll ship one over to you.
Yes, because the guy that trains all the officers at the Plano location, that would be huge.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I'll send you one. You can play around with it and maybe they'll want
to get
it
on video. We'll promote it. Yeah, so when are you launching it though?
I don't know.
Okay.
we have video shot and we're ready, but we're in a huge revamp of our website and everything else that we're doing.
Okay.
So it'll be a few months out, but if people are interested, they can still
get it though.
Contact us. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll put that what do I put in the show notes for them to be able to contact you for that?
Just Liber Fitness, and then I can send a video, or I'll put one up and they can take a look at it. Yeah.
Okay.
Initial launch.
Yeah. Well, if they want it, but they can get the product now before you launch it, right? Is what you're saying? Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So y'all have some in stock.
We do. Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome. What color is it?
It's black with black handles. It's a good size, and it has, you know, big Liber Fitness across the whole thing of it. So yeah.
I'll try and find the video that you have on your feed. I've seen you do a couple things.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll put that out there. I'm also going to put, I will, you know what I'm going to do? You know those buddy systems? I have video from when you were in Dallas of you and Todd using it.
Oh,
I'm going to put that on my, because I'm going to post after this, after I get it uploaded, I'm going to post, and I'm going to put some of that stuff in the post because it was so fun. I don't know if you remember some of the stuff that y'all did with those, the buddy system, but it was a lot of fun. Yeah. I still have friends from that
conference
that I talked to.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I know a lot of great people attend the IDEA shows. I wish I could do more of them, but
are you coming to Dallas again?
I don't know if we're going this year to do the shows. I think we're taking a bit of break from shows for a while, but
yeah,
maybe the following year.
Well, I mean,
we can always do our own little show, you know, get a bunch of people together. And I'm working on a potential calisthenic slash event slash Liebert Fitness training in Texas. I have a call on Wednesday with some people, so I'll let you know about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, totally. Because I would love to help out with that in any way I can. And great. if they do another one here in the area and you can't make it, I'll show up and do some stuff with the, because Perform Better is who brings all the equipment, right?
Yeah, Perform Better. Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to have you in the booth there, and we'll just,
I'll be doing all the fun stuff and promoting it. Oh, that's fun. I love it. And because that's the fun part. That's the fun part, you know, interacting with the people. And when I love watching trainers go, oh my gosh, I had no idea you could do other things other than a dip. Like, I'm like,
I see that every day. It's hilarious. If you watch our trainer from France, Val, of her stuff. Oh my God. I'm like, geez, every day she's got something new with it.
Or Robin. Move with Robin. Yeah. Is that her? I'll put her. The stuff she does with your equipment is ridiculous. Because the, what are the little ones called?
The Parallettes.
Parallettes
too.
That girl is strong. Have you ever met her? Oh yeah, you've met her. Yeah. You did a video with her just recently.
Yep.
Her and Marika. Marika, did I say that right?
I don't know. I said Marika.
Marika.
I don't know. Tomato, tomato.
Marika, Maraca. She's going to listen to this and be like, all right, guys, thanks a lot. I love
thanks
y'all.
Thanks a lot.
She's got a heart of gold. She will totally understand.
Amazing. Yeah, she's really,
I love her. And she's on Instagram, y'all, if you want to follow her. I'll put everyone that I mentioned today, I'm going to put in the show notes if you want to put a link. But I think it's, absolutely. And all of them have your product, and all of them actually have codes that that if you can contact them and you can get their codes and you can get a discount, which I think is amazing. Cause I mean, it's a huge discount. Like they all have Brooke, you know, Body by Brooke. Oh my gosh. That girl, Elle sits every day.
Yeah. Every day.
Every day.
That's good, Adam.
I love her commitments. And y'all, she's Body by Brooke, and I think it's NJ, like New Jersey. She's a Jersey girl. Great woman. Great, great kid. She's super, super sweet too. She has codes too. I'm pretty sure she has a 40 off code. So y'all can contact these people and get this product in your home. You need it. I love it, and it's so much fun, and I appreciate your time. So it sounds like you're getting, are you in the middle of something?
Yeah, no, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I know you've got to get going. There's so much stuff that I want to talk about with you. You're going to have to come on again whenever you launch.
We'll do it again. Yeah, for sure.
Your stretcher. Great. Okay. So what are some of the places that people can reach out to you? I'll put it in the show notes if you're listening and you don't have anywhere to write it down, but I want you to go ahead and just give some shout outs.
Yeah, probably the easiest is Instagram, Liebert Fitness, and just message us there and I'll get back to you.
Yes. And I appreciate you coming on. You and I will stay in contact. Let me know about the Dallas stuff. I want to be involved. I want to help out. Awesome. I want to promote and help you because I love your heart and I love that you love people and I want you to take better care of yourself. And I love that you're starting to reach out and say, I need help. Because if anything that y'all hear in this whole entire podcast is it's so, so important to have people in your life that can help you, and it's okay to ask for help.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%.
And your health is more important than anything.
Yeah. You once you lose it a little bit, you sure do realize that. All these years of training clients and understanding that, you know, mentally it's like when you feel it, it really is the only thing that matters. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're learning that the hard way, unfortunately.
Yeah. I do anything.
But I appreciate you so much for coming on and sharing with us this today. I will be in touch with you, and I'll put everything in the show notes. So I'm just going to say bye for now.
All right. Thanks
so
much
for having me. See you on the
gram. Okay. See you on the gram.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.